The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Abdul Samad of Polk, and the pledge will be led by myself of Butler County.
Let us bow our heads. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Dear God, we come to you in trying times. We come to you when our nation is in turmoil, when our state is in turmoil. We come to you when we have people who are hurting. We come to you when a lot of people don't understand. We come to you when people who are hurting and they themselves don't understand. We are in a state where people are asking and have questions and looking for answers, but still we are all in confusion. Dear God, give us strength to be able to stand together, to work together. Give us strength to be able to reach out to one another, no matter what ethnicity, no matter what religion, no matter what political discipline. Give us strength to be able to understand that we must respect and love each other, that we may not understand, that we may not understand the differences, but let us accept the differences so that our substance, has the wherewithal to be able to help us to grow this state. Dear God, bless those who have passed away from the COVID-19, and bless those who have lost their children and those who have lost loved ones, not only here but across this country. Bless the leadership that is in this house, and bless everyone in this house, that as we continue our business, that we have a mindset that is about the Iowa, and it's about the Iowans that support us and that look for us for leadership. Dear God, give us strength to show that leadership. And dear God, I say for a special prayer, thank those who are the first responders and those who are on the front line, not only our nurses, but those individuals in the grocery line, those individuals that serve us, let us not forget as we go through those lines to say thank you. Dear God, we ask you in your name who created the heavens and the earth, and we say three times, amen, amen, amen.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. At this time, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, I move to adjust the following rules for the duration of the 2020 regular session. Rule 31.8, by suspending the provision that allows for first-degree amendments to be filed at any time after the 12th week of session, thereby requiring that the first-degree amendments be filed at a minimum the day prior to debate. Rule 39, by amending the requirement that a bill is only eligible for debate, beginning with the third legislative day after it appears on the regular calendar, to say that a bill will be eligible on the second legislative day. I also ask to suspend Rule 57 so the following committees may meet today, Wednesday, June 3rd, Education, Commerce, Ways and Means. Also to suspend Rule 61 in its entirety. And Rule 74, by amending the rule to allow for the voting to occur from Room 308. Also by amending the 10-minute allocation for members to register their vote, and instead allowing for up to 30 minutes for votes to be registered after the voting machine has been closed.
State your point.
Didn't comply with the demands of Rule 7 for notice. for the suspension of rules.
Will Representative Pritchard and Representative Winchett approach the well? Chair recognizes gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I am going to amend my motion to include the suspension of House Rule 7.
You have all heard the motion from gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will vote no.
No.
A division has been requested by the gentleman from Floyd. The clerk will open the machine. Clerk will open the machine. Seconded by a conference to Polk. A division and a record have been requested. This is now a record roll call vote. Will the clerk please open the machine, record your vote. Jones votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. Pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 52. Those voting no, 44. Absent or not voting, 4. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle. You have all heard. Okay, Representative Winchittle has moved his suspension of the rules. The clerk, we will now open the machine and record your vote. Or this will be a record roll call vote. Those voting aye, the clerk will open the machine and record the results of your vote. Those voting aye, clerk will open the machine and record your vote. It's been a while. It's a record roll call vote. Jones votes aye. Clerk will close the machine and pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 52. Those voting no, 44. Absent or not voting, 4. Chair recognizes gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, at this time, I move for the immediate consideration of House Concurrent Resolution 108.
Representative Harris, the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle, moves House Concurrent Resolution 108. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the motion or the resolution is adopted. Are there any announcements to come before the body at this time? I apologize, Representative Pritchard. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. I'm smiling underneath the mask. You forgot to recognize me. Appreciate that, Representative Bacon. I know you do. Democrats will caucus in the Wallace Building immediately following today's business. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately in the law library. And if there's no further business to come before the House, pardon me, let me back up for a moment. I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message House Concurrent Resolution 108 to the Senate.
Representative Winchettle asks unanimous consent to message House Concurrent Resolution 108. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes, Representative Winchettle, you have already made the motion that we recess. So is there any other business to come?
Mr. Speaker.
I will recognize you again.
Yet. Thank you. As I said, Republicans will caucus immediately in the law library, and if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move that the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committee blocks.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it in the House in recess.